day 309 or November the 5th. Keep a lookout. Our thoughts today are rooted in Acts chapter 13, verse 2. While they were worshipping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." And now the big picture surrounding this verse. With the church established amongst the Jews and the Samaritans, those half-Jew, half-Gentile people, the Gentiles are the next step. Peter has been told that Gentiles are acceptable, and then Paul is chosen to take the gospel into the Gentile world. The first missionary journey sees Barnabas and Saul heading for Cyprus, and then on to present-day Turkey. They quickly become known as Paul and Barnabas, as God's chosen man for the Gentiles heads up this vital outreach. And now, our action step for today. Midway through the book of Acts, a major step is taken to send the world's first official missionaries into the world. Of course, there had been witnesses from the very early days, but missionaries being sent out by the church was a new venture, and one for which we can now thank God, otherwise we may not have heard the good news ourselves. It's interesting that it was the church who instigated the action at the prompting of the Holy Spirit. It seems to me that today it's the missionary who gets the call and then asks the church to send them. I firmly believe the church should be doing the selecting, and it is our responsibility to keep an eye open and our spiritual antennae up to spot those who have been selected by God. I remember people telling me many years ago that I should consider full-time ministry, and it was these promptings that were the beginning of the road that led to the role God had for me. You don't have to be a leader to see God's hand in someone else's life. Whoever you are, simply tell others what you see. Your words could be a small but significant part in their Christian life. So keep watching and listening and speaking.